Damn. He's so good.
Good for him, I guess. Are you going to see The Whale?
Maybe. I've heard mixed things, but I think generally people do not like it. I mean, Aronofsky, he's kind of a hack, so I'm not sure.
I like his early work. I mean, I think The Wrestler is incredible. I think Pi is really good.
That's one I haven't seen. I got to watch that one.
I think The Wrestler's the best film. I think if you're going to watch any Darren Aronofsky film, it's going to be The Wrestler.
Yeah, I should watch it.
I don't think he's made anything as good before or since.
I think Black Swan's good, too.
Black Swan's good.
Requiem and Mother are very overrated, in my opinion. I think both those movies are extremely overrated.
Agreed.
And I'm assuming that Aronofsky will continue in that direction with this movie, but I guess we'll see.
Have you seen Pi?
I haven't seen Pi for some reason.
Have you seen Christopher Nolan's The Following, his first film?
Yeah, that movie's all right, yeah.
It's very similar vibes, right? Because it's like super small budget, almost like student film. But it has some like really cool ideas in it. I think it's worth the watch. Just for like kind of some of the creative storytelling that he does in it and just some of the things he does with a tiny budget. It's hard to tell because like the trailer for this film is just like, it doesn't show anything. So I have no real idea if this film's going to be any good or not, which
I think I've generally heard that the movie itself isn't very good, but I've heard Brendan Fraser is good. I heard he's like good in it.
I haven't seen Brendan Fraser in something in a long time. So I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him give a great performance. It's hard to tell.
You know, Babylon is 3 hours long.
Is it really?
It's 3 hours long.
God damn it. I was stuck. That's long. Why do people make movies this long? It's 3 hours and 9 minutes. It's over 3 hours long.
I love a good 3 hour movie, man.
That's just such a commitment.
It's fine.
Especially like if you go to the movie theater, because it's like 30 minutes to the movie theater and then you got to get there for the previews. So that's like another 30 minutes. I mean, it's like 5 hours of your day. It's so much time.
No, I feel you. I feel you.
I don't know if...
Yeah, length can kind of deter when you want to go to the movie theater or not, but at least with a 3 hour movie, I find that you get locked in, right? You get locked into the experience so you can take it in more than if you watched at home.
That's true.
But it's also nice to take breaks during a 3 hour movie as well and not have to miss anything. Like Fablemans is a 2.5 hour long movie as well. Tar is a 2.5 hour long movie. Yeah, all these movies are long.
Fablemans doesn't feel like 2.5 hours though. I mean, you know, we talked about Fablemans before and I had my complaints, but I will say that that movie does run pretty quick. But I think we should go back to what 2001 did. I think we should have intermissions. I think we should do 90 minutes and then have like a, because when I saw 2001 at IMAX for its like 50th anniversary, I think it was for my 21st birthday, they still do the play the intermission and like everyone got up and like walked around. I think we should go back to that. I think we should have 90 minutes of film.
I know, but everything is still prolonged.
But I mean, like, if you're going to do a 3 hour film anyways, I'm not saying like all films should have intermissions. I'm just saying like if a film's over 2 hours, I require an intermission. That's just me. I'm just saying if our next film is 3 hours long, we're going to have an intermission.
I don't want it. When I'm watching Avatar, I don't want an intermission. I want it to be an uninterrupted experience on Pandora. It's like I'm there.
Is there anything else good coming out?
I watched Banshees of Inisherin recently.
Oh, yeah? And?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's good. I think everyone in it is good. I think it's a good story. Yeah, it was a good movie. It was funny.
You haven't seen much of Martin McDonagh's stuff, right?
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't see Three Billboards. I've seen In Bruges, but it's been years, and I haven't seen anything else by him. But McDonagh, you know, he's a good writer, I think, but I don't think he's a very good director. He didn't really move me visually.
Martin McDonagh is first and foremost a playwright, right? Because he originally came from theater. So... And Banshees is his most visual film.
It's only visual because of the location that he is in.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of cheating, right? Like, of course it looks great because he's in the beautiful Irish countryside. Like, he's cheating there, you know? So, obviously, it looks really beautiful because he can kind of have these amazing backdrops. But it's not really, like, a very engaging movie visually. Like, he doesn't really do anything. It's not bad, but it's serviceable.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's some great gaffing done in the film, but... If you're a fan of Martin McDonagh, you're not in it for the visual experience because he is just kind of it's to the point. I think that just comes from his theater background. Like he just shoots the scene. So like you can see all of the actors in it and you know, he's not shooting like an Ingmar Bergman or a Jean-Luc Godard or Kurosawa. But if you like his writing, you'll enjoy the films. But if you're trying to go in for like a vivid visual experience, his films are not the films to do that with because I've seen almost all of his films, but I mean, Banshees is probably his visually most interesting film. And you're right, he is cheating. And when you're shooting on the Irish countryside, like it's going to look beautiful no matter what, but that's understandable. I feel that.
It's a good story. Everything else is good. I think the ending doesn't hit very hard. But I think everything else, like I said, everything else in it is pretty good. I'm a big fan of Brendan Gleeson. He's like one of the greatest actors of all time, in my opinion.
Truly one of the greats. I love him. I love everyone in it. It's a small cast, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I went to the theater this week or last week with my little sister and my mom. And so we had to find a kid-friendly film, which not a lot of kid-friendly films this year for whatever reason. You know, typically Christmas has a lot of like kids films.
You saw Bones and All.
I did not take my 5-year-old sister to see Bones and All. No.
She loved it.
She might have, honestly. She's got good taste. No, we went and saw Disney's Strange World, which is a film that I knew almost nothing about. Disney buried the film for some reason. And honestly, I spent most of the film trying to figure out why Disney buried Strange World, because they did almost no marketing for it.
They should just not make movies anymore. Like, they should just like not like produce films anymore. They just don't give a fuck anymore. Like, who cares now? Like, movies are done for. Like, they should just like focus on other ventures. Yeah, like, what's the point of like not spending any marketing on it? Like, I don't understand. Like,
that's what I spent the film trying to figure out, because it's a very competently made film, well written. It looks good. It's creative. I guess the main character is gay, but it's not like a big plot point. So, because I know like Disney does this thing where they never...
He's gay, and like there's nothing like...
Right, because like Disney wants to be able to show their film in countries where they still ban